Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thomas?
Yeah, what's up?
Would you rather live longer as the little guy or burn big for a shorter time?
Oh, okay.
You hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A new study.
What do they say?
Has struck a blow for all you short kings of the world.
So it's bad on the shorties?
No, it's actually good on the shorties.
Oh, okay.
A blow towards humanity. All right. What I'm saying. Men who are 5'8 and under.
Ooh, that's me.
Live an average of 5 years longer than men who are taller than 5'8".
Mm.
The shorter you are, according to this study, the longer you live. And there's a reason they chose 5'8".
Okay.
5'9 is the average height for an American man.
So, but okay.
So, essentially, if you are below average height as an American man, you have, on average, 5 more years of life. And I have to give you your props. Mm. You've been yelling this for years.
Yeah.
With no scientific background.
But I told you, when I used to go see my parents at the nursing home, no tall people and mostly women.
But I always assume when you went into an old folks home, because, like, Kimmy, we'd have to go, like, volunteer or sing chorus concerts. I just assume, like, two generations ago, people were shorter.
Well, that is true. That is true. But you don't see any NBA players walking around.
Bill Russell.
Yeah, he did go long.
Will Chamberlain.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I got.
I'm surprised Chamberlain went long, given his lifestyle.
You know he lied about all that, right?
He had 2,000 women, man.
There are his teammates, just to go on a quick sidebar, all said they never saw him with a woman.
Bro, he tore it up. Okay. But that's every jealous guy, right?
Okay.
I never seen him with anybody, man. Jason Will couldn't get laid.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Mm. Here is my question.
What's that question?
Because here's your choice. You can either call in and participate, or you can hear Tommy and I scream at each other for the next 15 minutes. To all of the short kings and tall drinks of water out there, would you rather be shorter and live an extra 5 years or lose that 5 years of your life to live as a tall man? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, would you lose 5 years of your life to be 6 foot?
No. Think of all the greats that were short. Like, they changed history.
For example?
Churchill.
Okay. How tall was Churchill?
He was under 5'9".
Are you sure?
Yeah. He actually gave his speech standing on FDR's desk like he was an ornament to the press.
Oh, you ready?
You want another one? Tommy Lasorda. Short.
Yeah,
I got another one.
That was a pretty big gap between Churchill fighting off Hitler and Tommy Lasorda fighting off the Philly fanatic. We will take on the fanatic on the shores. We'll take on the fanatic on the sky. And then he responded,
you want another one?
Yeah.
Charlie Manson, top of his game. That guy was under 5 foot.
He wasn't under 5 foot.
Charlie Manson was under 5 foot.
Was he really?
He was right about Churchill, so maybe he's right about
How tall was Churchill?
5'6".
No kidding.
And a power drinker.
You know, I always wondered why you had this obsession with Churchill, and now it's all making sense.
Okay. I worship it.
Charles Manson is 5'2".
All right, came in a little. But everybody lies about their height.
What has Charles Manson ever lied about? Okay, so you're telling me You would not lose that 5 years of your life.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there are benefits to being tall, but I don't want to die, so I'll take it.
Okay, but here's the thing, man. It's a fantasy you've always dreamed of living. Like, let's not be
being tall. Yeah,
right.
I think every guy wants to be tall.
Think about how it would be to be able to get things off the top shelf for yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you've never had that experience in your life.
Okay, see, so what'd you do?
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah, you shame people.
Like, think of all the money you could have saved.
You short shame me.
Think of all the money you could have saved in step stools over the years.
Yeah, but he's short, so he's better at climbing.
Short people
are great at climbing.
Oh, I was doing some climbing last night on Mount Yo Mama.
See what you did?
I'm just saying.
See what you did?
A bunch of swag for all humanity.
You can get up on the counter.
Stop that!
It's like a cat.
He's like, all right, so you would not trade 5 years to be 6 foot?
No.
Okay.
But I would be great to be tall, yes, because everybody wants to be tall, dark, and handsome, right? That was the thing.
Sure. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
There is no way I would trade being 6'3". For another 5 years of my life. Because every tall guy listening to this show knows what I'm about to say. Being tall is the greatest thing.
But you're never comfortable.
Ever. I'm comfortable right now.
Clothes
looking
don't
down
fit.
At your tiny ass.
Clothes don't fit
Hockey
right.
Hockey jersey fits just fine.
That thing's hanging off you. Really? You could put 3A in there.
Yeah.
Or one of your old ones.
One of your old ones?
When you was fat.
No, I guarantee.
Question, though. As you get older, do you think that'll change?
Well,
like, as you get older and you realize being short's a lot more comfortable, you have a lot less problems.
The joint pains you're going to have?
Look, all of these things I have yet to see. Mm-hmm. You're not wrong. It could change. But
like, your old man, he's a big guy.
Sure.
And I'm sure like now, because he's had some health issues.
Yeah.
He probably wishes he was a little bit smaller.
I know my dad. He also would not trade 5 years of his life to not be 6'3". Look, for some reason, as a tall person, people give you more respect right out of the gate. People will unknowingly, like involuntarily, get out of my way when I'm walking. I don't know why.
Because you're so goddamn loud.
But no, I mean, when I'm walking with my mouth shut, idiot.
People leave you like they left the Hindenburg.
If I am
screaming and on fire.
If I walk through... I'm telling you, I'm sure you see this with your husband, because he's over 6 foot.
And she's tall, too, but we're doing men.
We'll get to Kevin.
Thank you.
Also on Tommy's to-do list this weekend, men. If I walk through Wegmans or the mall, people just move for me. I don't try to do anything.
Well, they figure you're hungry.
Okay.
Because you look like you haven't eaten in a month.
I can
But that's... Is that because they want to, because they respect you, or because they're scared of you,
I don't think it's respect. I don't think it's fear. I just think it's like ingrained in us. If somebody is bigger than you, you move out of the way.
Oh.
It's a weird thing, because I find myself doing it for like guys that are taller than me, but like that's a freakishly large man.
How tall are you? 6'2"?
6'3". Right. Depending on the day. Like I was walking around in my kilt shoes this weekend, so like probably a little shorter today.
Okay.
But here's the thing, man. Like,
kilt shoes.
It's something that women also find attractive.
You do...
Well, that's that caveman crap.
I think
this guy with the biggest forehead I've ever seen.
The taller you are, the less your face matters.
Thank you.
I think right. You get
so the looks don't count as much if you're
I
tall.
I think like a woman will just see a tall, like a bigger person, and be and you get a couple points added to your, your looks.
Okay, so here's the thing. We can scream at each other this whole discussion, but Kimmy is the one that really holds the key to this.
Mm.
Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. New study shows that men under 5'8 live an average of 5 years longer than men over 5'8. They chose 5'8 because 5'9 is the average height for the American man. So if you are below average height, you have an average of 5 more years. Kimmy, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is the height of a man?
Okay, but I'm a bad person to ask.
Yeah, because she's got a big ride at home. So what do you think she's going with?
I was going to say because I'm tall.
You have short friends?
No, I'm saying, but you're asking me.
You like taller men?
For me personally, it matters just because it's more of an insecurity on my part. Because I feel like I don't want to be
it's
like...
It's not you, it's me,
no,
says
it
every
is.
Woman telling the truth.
As a girl, like growing up being bigger than all the other girls, I always felt like you want somebody to make you feel small.
Have you ever dated a shorty? Ever.
I remember my first boyfriend in middle school was way shorter than me.
Yeah, but that's not
But still taller than Tommy at this moment.
No, I mean somebody you were intimate with but short.
Yeah, no, I don't think I dated somebody probably around the same height, but not shorter.
All right.
I don't know why you're getting upset.
She's the shortest.
No, kidding. She's a what?
She's the shortest.
She's the shortest.
Yes.
The shortest.
You're a short shamer and she's the shortest.
No, bro, there's no need to get
anti-short.
Upset. There is no need to get upset. It was an honest
short
question.
Lives matter.
Let me ask you this then, smart guy, because you get furious when Kimmy answers an honest question about height. If you met a woman who was 6'2" and she was into you, would you give her a chance?
Oh, yeah.
My ass!
Well, her ass would be way up there, but yes.
You, I don't.
I've dated taller women.
I think you.
No, taller women to you is 5'8".
But that's a tall woman.
Tommy danced. Tommy slow danced with his wife with his hands around her waist.
So you're saying a woman would be 6'2"?
An inch shorter than me. 6'2". Without heels. Flat-footed. Would you date her?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I'd be like one of those rich jockeys walking around like Lexington.
She could wear you in a baby Bjorn.
Well, let's do it, baby.
Okay.
No, I that would not... That would not stop me from dating a taller woman.
Okay. All right.
Are you thinking I would be too insecure?
I do think so.
I'm already short. There's nothing about it.
Well, no, but I mean, I think that like when you saw a picture of you two together for the
first
time.
That would be a little disturbing, yes.
Right? And you would have to, you would ask her not to wear heels. Yeah, she'd end up being like, you know, 6'4", 6'5".
All right. Well, then that's like a freak.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to date a woman that is freakishly tall.
But no. Okay.
And 6'2 is getting
She wouldn't have to be that tall. I mean, just... A taller woman in a pair of heels is going to tower over you.
Okay, that's explainable. But if you're like 6'5".
Well, that's tall. I mean, that's just tall in general.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, you're 5'5".
Yeah.
There are women that are 5'9". That's not out of the question. That's a standard thing.
Yeah.
So if a 5'9 woman, already 4 inches taller than you, mm-hmm. put on 3-inch heels, she's 6 foot.
She's working at the Mirage?
She's now 7 inches taller than you.
Yeah, I've dated women like that.
You didn't know her. She went to a different school. She goes, she's in Canada. She's friends with my cousin.
Do you know
what
the tallest woman you ever dated was? Like, actually, not went on a date, but dated.
I still remember her name. Her name was Therma. And I worked with her at Winn-Dixie.
Yeah. How tall?
She was pretty tall, man. She was probably, I mean, in the day, I would say she was like 5'10".
That's pretty tall.
And wow. So we went out. What? Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It'll hurt more after you tell the story.
But I had a Jones for her, you know, we went out a couple of times. It was fun.
And the height never bugged you?
No, it probably bugged her more, and there was some other issues at the time.
Like, just you being you?
No, I can tell you, she was a black woman.
Okay, yeah. Why would you just say that up front?
It was the early 70s in the Deep South, so it was kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? It was a different day and age. So, I mean, when we went out for drinks, not only was she taller than me, she was a black woman, I'm a little white boy. And we got a lot of stares at the greenhouse.
Can I do a quick timeout here?
Yeah.
Okay. You make things that are not controversial controversial by doing it.
It was just every day and age.
No, I understand, but you can say right now the woman was black.
Yes.
And that was frowned upon where I was at the time.
Yes. But you told it.
You do this
and
dance
she was
around.
Tall,
okay, I get it.
And I was short and white. It was.
No, I get it, but you do this dance around. Like, I don't want to say. It's nice that the world has changed a little bit where this is now acceptable. Like, the guy that I work with is married to a black woman, so it's totally fine. But you do this, like,
You got to be careful with
why
people.
Why is that careful?
I don't know the way people read into things. I'm just trying to be nice here.
The relationship was not successful because of the pressures of race of where you were at the time.
I
would not have been even if you guys had gotten along. Because, look, you're a monster. I get why she wouldn't have been in.
No, we had fun. We had a couple of nice dates.
Okay.
Things went well, and then it went south. Not bad, you know.
What relationship of yours didn't go south?
So far, this one. It's been about it.
And, you know, a relationship like that in the 70s, the further south you went, the worse it was getting. 252-WCMF. We're talking about this new study. Men who are 5'8 and under live an average of 5 years longer than men above 5'8". Tommy says he would not take 5 years off the end of his life to be tall. He's lying. There is no way I would trade 5 more years to be short, being tall. I'm telling you, every day I get out of bed, I thank God I have been blessed with the height.
But to Kimmy's point, wait till your ass gets old.
Okay, so that's the other thing.
Creaking. Well, like I said, or just the difficulty of being an older, tall person and having everything
they don't look comfortable.
Be uncomfortable.
Because they start bending over, too.
Yeah. Not like you, who looks comfortable all the time.
We all lose our height over time.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying he can't get out of chairs. No,
it is weird. You have tall people problems.
Yeah, two of them right now.
You have a bad back.
Tall people problems.
You got tall mouth right now, bro.
Oh, yeah. I already did.
Yeah, you did it already, stupid. Kimmy set you up. Thanks. Shut up. No, to your point, Kimmy, there is a massive flaw in this question. The only people qualified to answer this are men in their 70s. Because they're the ones that have lived full lives as tall men or short men.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking down the barrel of the end, you know, with life expectancy being 76 years old in America. They have a full understanding of the lifetime benefits of being tall, the lifetime handicaps of being short, vice versa. I mean, 5 years is a long time when you're in your 70s.
Not when you're at 5 years ain't long when you want more.
No, that's my point.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so like, for example, if you live to 76, that's like 15% of your lifespan, yeah. 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be curious, tall and short men that are 72, 73, would you have lived your life as a short man for another 5 years? Or would you have wanted life as a 6 foot man and life's over now?
The one experiment I did see with a tall dude that went long was my sister-in-law's dad,
you
Frank.
Call him an experiment?
Yeah, because he went long.
Yeah.
He went to 93.
Oh, that's pretty
and cool. I knew him in his 70s and 80s when he was still driving and talking, and he was southern, smooth, charming guy. But, you know, he was older, Kat. You know, he was like in his 70s, and her girlfriends loved him.
Oh.
Like, they said, like, I would date your dad. Like, and they were serious about how charming, and he was tall. It was still kind of good looking, you know what I mean? But he was a tall cat that went in. He went 90. He went to 95.
Damn!
And that dude was like your height.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, good. So I'm fine.
Yeah, you know, drove a truck. You know, he was. He had it all going on.
Sure.
He was like an old ass Burt Reynolds.
There's your Burt Reynolds crush again.
Who doesn't like Burt Reynolds, man?
Yeah.
He was a great guy. Number one in the box office for 5 years in the 70s.
Actor, fine. Guy, not so much.
A lot of that was blown out of proportion, Pat.
Okay. Look, I will say this,
listen.
And I say this sincerely, yeah. Not to be a dick. Being tall is so awesome. I really wish, Tommy, there was a way for me to, like, for you to have one day to experience, excuse me, how much better life is being tall. I'm telling you, if there was a way for me to give you my height for a day, I would do it in a second just so you can come back and be like, wow, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
But I would like to do the same for you.
No, because I want to see things.
Yeah, but you never experienced it.
Yeah, you're not curious?
But we could.
About being short?
We could do this.
How can we do this?
You can meet me in the men's room, get on your knees, and you'll get the full short guy experience.
You know what's funny? Yeah. If I got my knees in front of you, I'd still be at your chin.
Yeah, well, that's all I need.
It doesn't make sense. Like, how embarrassing is that? Sure, you're sodomizing me, but you also need a phone book. So who's really winning here?
I don't know.
Probably you still. Let's take a break.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This story may not be as romantic as it seems on the surface.
No. Oh.
Because when you hear this, it sounds like we're finding people we want to spend our lives with and committing early. But you can also make the argument, this is something that has to be done for the sake of survival. And if that's the case, these relationships are doomed from the start.
Oh, they're going to tank.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. A new study shows the amount of unmarried romantic partners. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, living together.
Yep. Are living together. That's on the rise. Unmarried romantic partners living together are on the rise.
Sinning's on the rise.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
In fact, that number has doubled since 1990.
Damn, shacking up.
And again, to be clear, these people are unmarried, but in romantic relationships and sharing a place to live.
Yeah.
So, Kimmy, if I asked you why folks who are just dating are now twice as likely to be living together today than back in 1990, what would your first guess be?
I would think it's out of necessity almost, right?
Financial.
I mean, like just, yeah, financial, like splitting bills.
Okay.
I mean, if you you enjoy this person's company, you feel like you can live together, I think a lot of people are willing to try it out to save money.
Okay. So
nothing else.
Let's get into this discussion. Because here's the thing. Before we do, there are other factors that could lead to this. I mean, there's less stigma today on married folks living together than 30 years ago.
No big deal.
There are folks, we've also seen the marriage rates decline. So there could be people that want to spend lives together, but don't ever plan.
I mean, these could be people who plan on being partners for life. They just don't make it official.
Yeah, we do, guys.
Yeah. But it does feel like right now, folks are moving in earlier with romantic partners for solely financial reasons. That you can only afford to place to live outside of your parents or without three or four roommates if you have a boyfriend or
girlfriend. Yeah, together. Yeah, you got to pool your resources, basically.
So there's this new theory that's shown up the last couple of years, Tommy. Kimmy, I don't know if you've heard of this. It's called the singles tax. Are you familiar with this?
No.
Okay, the idea being, if you are single and living outside of your parents' house, you are paying double for everything. If you're in a relationship, you can get a one-bedroom apartment, half price.
Yeah.
Your electric, water bill, deposit, all half price.
Mm-hmm.
From a financial standpoint, it is really dumb not to find someone to settle down with as fast as possible and find a place.
Yeah, but you could make a big social mistake doing that.
I don't think it's good. I think it's I
think it also maybe makes that relationship move a little too quickly if you feel that pressure to move in together, split bills. You know, usually you could take your time making that decision, but if you both need help financially and you decide, well, let's do this. Let's just see how it goes.
And I do feel bad if that's your first break away from your house, going right into like a relationship like that. You don't get that space I think everybody should get when you're just becoming an adult. And I think that's like vital to your personality, to your life.
Everything you were saying is true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need that gasket.
Look, I made that mistake. I went right from living with my folks to like moving in with this chick.
And you missed that space.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I got it on the back end, right? Like moved in with some buddies afterwards, and I was on the road, so I was spending a lot of time, all that. But look, I think if we're going to pull the Band-Aid off here, all these relationships are doomed. Okay, maybe not all, but most of these relationships, moving in with a partner, a romantic partner, for the wrong reasons. Exactly. But it's a massive commitment.
Yeah.
Sharing that space with someone you don't really know is a gamble. And you're also, to your point, leaving a big part of your life behind in the independence you're losing in that decision. Like, we can all remember the culture shock we had the first couple of weeks we moved in with a woman or man the first time, right? Right? And for most of us, it was someone we saw a legit future with.
Yeah, because you don't know. So you think, like, it's all going to be rosy. And it's not.
No, I know. I'm just thinking of you moving in with your wife, first wife.
She moved in with me.
Okay, it's not a contest.
I saved her.
Did you? Hey, you saved her.
She's not around to ask.
It tells me you didn't.
No, but to your point, like, I was also single for a while and had my own place.
Sure, sure.
And that was way better than after the first 2 months of being married.
How old were you when you got married the first time?
21.
Oh.
She was 17.
God, what are you, a Ringo Starr song?
21 and 17 is almost the same.
She's only 17.
Hey, bro, it was the 70s.
She's on my benefits.
You can have sex with anything back then. That's the Kennedys.
How are you so careful about saying things that aren't
and then
offensive?
That falls out of your mouth.
That you had no problem.
What?
Okay. 252 to BCMF. Again, the amount of unmarried people in romantic relationships that are now living together, that number has doubled since 1990.
So guys in hell have gone way up.
Well, bro, I mean, look, I want to be team bro here. And don't get me wrong, I had my bad experiences.
Mm.
I got to feel bad for the ladies, too. Because you're talking 20-year-old guys, 20-something-year-old guys that are moving in with a woman for the first time. If you're leaving mom's house, you probably have a bunch of expectations for this woman that she's going to be my mommy, too.
Yeah. You're just a huge pig she's got to take care of.
Yeah. You're going to clean up my stuff. You're going to do my laundry. You're going to do my
dishes. Yeah, especially if you haven't had roommates to that point, because roommates are going to, at some point, be like, hey, clean up your crap, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you'll have that dynamic between roommates where you kind of realize, like, who's good at what and what your faults are in terms of your living situation. But if you're just going straight from parents' house into relationship roommate, yeah, that's going to be really complicated.
So I remember, like, back when I was a kid working in the meat business, you know, these guys would hook up with these chicks that were going to move in together and stuff like that. One of the funniest ones I remember was this dude. He's moving in with this chick in this some busted little South Florida apartment. And you know the place. It's just a scuzz hole, right? But, you know, they're in love, right? He's moving in with a box of porn that he wrote on the side.
Porn.
Pornography.
Why would you write pornography right. on the box?
And she's like screaming at him, what is that? And he's like, what? Because he goes, I'm going to keep it in the closet so you don't have to see it.
Oh, my God.
Porn.
Why would you label the box?
Because he's an idiot.
Could have just put a, like a star on it or something. Yeah. Just something to remind yourself.
Pornography
on it.
No, but like going back to Kimmy's point a second ago,
that's
before,
an idiot. That's what she's going
to
live with.
Yes, but like if you're moving in with someone romantically just to save cash, like the ending can be an effing nightmare because Kimmy brings up the whole like if you live with other roommates, you find what's good and what's bad.
Yeah,
and if things get so intolerable, it's an easy fix of finding someone else to take that guy's spot. There is no easy way out of this situation if it goes south with the romantic partner.
No, because
you're
stuck.
You got a lease. If you have one bedroom, you can't go off in your separate rooms and ride it out. If one of you wants to move out, then the other has to be financially stable enough to handle the bills and rent on your own, which you probably don't have that because you wouldn't be doing this in the first place.
And one of you could just stiff. Like you could come home one day and they're gone, and you're just stuck.
You're right.
And I've seen guys have that happen to them.
No, look, I mean, as beneficial as it can be financially for people in their 20s to save money, it has the serious potential to wreck a few years of your life.
You're going
to
pay.
If it goes wrong, right? You sound so vindictive. You'll pay.
You'll pay.
I'll make you pay.
See you in hell.
All right, let me ask you guys this question. Because you guys are anti moving in with someone romantic just to save money.
Yeah.
Kimmy, do you think people should move in together before they get married to see if it works?
I mean, that's always been my policy. I think it's a good move because you're going to find out really quickly whether or not this is somebody that you could see a future with.
Okay.
So I'm all for it, but I know that there are people that, you know, don't think that way or are very against it.
Do you think people should move in together?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you just had this
I don't know if you can really know somebody until you're living under the same roof as them.
I mean, at least you get the initial shock out of the way.
Yeah.
Like, you find up all the stuff up front, I mean, before you lock it in. Like, to me, it's insane to do it the other way. I mean, I get the old school, like, my uncle married my aunt right after the war. He'd been in her company 4 times. Like, I can't even wrap my head around that.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, they met 4 times.
They met, and I mean, just like in the 1940s, being at an Italian house holds, you know, they didn't do anything.
Man, she must have been a piece of ass 4 times.
Oh, she was a smoke show. My aunt Victoria. Jesus Christ!
I was trying to make a joke and make it.
That was Italian type, baby.
Okay.
She had some sweet cookies. Well, you asked me questions.
Well, I forgot that you're also.
She had meatballs pet.
I forgot you're also a family. Your dad suggested that you date your cousin.
And my uncle was, you know, he played in the NFL.
Sure. Yeah, tall drink of water. Really,
he had one like at a gorilla's pishkinin. I'm telling you right now, bada bing, bada boom. You can hear her moaning all the way to Queens.
The long way around to the question I was trying to get.
Yeah, go ahead.
What is the appropriate amount of time to date someone where you can officially feel I can move in with this person?
Oh, okay.
Give me a number.
The time. Minimum 9 months.
Oh,
that's a birth.
But do you think
the birth of anything? 9 months.
I think that might depend on your age.
Okay.
Because I think that maybe the older you are, you might be a little bit more likely to not rush it, but like maybe you feel like I'm comfortable in my own. I don't know.
You're
like you both probably know yourselves better at that point to know whether or not it's going to work. So. Not that you're gonna, you know, rush things, but maybe you look at time a little bit differently.
Look, I get what you're saying, but it also sounds like you're explaining like I have things I want to do, have kids, get married
it could
by
be that
a certain
too.
Age,
it could
and
be
that sounds,
too.
But that sounds dangerous. That sounds like the same thing as moving.
you're rushing it along.
But I think like you're also looking for somebody. I think you know more of what you want from somebody, and when you find that, you're ready to go.
Okay. I do need a period of time. Give me 25-year-old versus 45-year-old.
25, give it time. Give it like a year at least.
Okay.
And then what was the
45.
Other 45? 3 hours. I could see like deciding that, you know, things are working out with under 6 months.
That's really fast.
That's too fast.
That's really fast.
Like if you're a woman and this guy wants to move in 6 months, there's an issue with this dude.
You know, you bring up a really good point.
This guy's coming up short somewhere.
Depending on gender, it does look very different. Yeah. Like, if I had a woman that wanted to move in with me immediately, let's say I'm single, mm-hmm. right now, I would think she's in love with me. She wants to be with me, can't be without me. If one of my, if I, my sister had a guy that wanted to move in with her in the first 2 months,
yeah.
that guy's a bum.
Yeah, he's a total bum. And
well, what if, but what if he...
And that's 100% of the time. Bum.
It's not 100%.
It is.
No, what if he's got his own place and you just, you know, what's why are we both living in, why are we both paying two separate rents?
No, but if he's moving in with her and he's rushing it, bum.
Well, no, but
I mean, we could, it could also be getting a place together.
Okay.
Still kind of bummy.
Kind of bummy.
Feels bum.
Okay.
It's bum-esque.
I don't know. Like, I don't think I'd judge somebody.
I would say, like, let's say the dude owns a house.
Okay.
And she rent.
Yeah.
And he wants her to move in quick. Okay. He's at least established.
But that's weird.
But if he's on the other end, man.
Not the other.
But if she's got a house and he ain't and he's moving in, that's a bum.
But you're describing somebody that has nothing else going on and that's why they want to move in.
That's kind of what's showing up here on the rush.
But that's what you're picturing. That's not necessarily what I was talking about.
You are talking to two men who have done exactly what we're describing.
And I had a busted ass sister that pulled this move five freaking times.
I mean, look, you're way smarter with most stuff than us, but we
But we know, listen, yeah. man, my sister was a low woman. A low-end woman. I mean, in a good way. Good. Fine woman.
One of the worst ELO songs, by the way.
Low-end
woman! No.
No, but you know what I mean. She was low. But heart of gold. Heart of gold, Pat.
One of my favorite Neil Young songs. No woman with a heart of gold.
But, you know, I think you know what I'm describing here.
I am
good. Good. Hey,
get away from
good me. Sturdy woman.
I don't even know who
low.
You're insulting more, the woman, women. Or the guy moving in who's a bum.
Keep in mind, he needed to live with them for free. The bum. You were bummier than the bum. Wait. Just to let everybody know, Tommy, when he was on the road, had to move into his sister and her husband's. Yeah, rented a room. My balls rented a room, which he heard his sister and his brother-in-law having sex in the room next door, and you just called that dude a bum.
How long were you and your wife dating for before you moved into her house?
A couple years.
Was it that long? Okay. I thought it was less time.
I'm going to say 3 years.
Okay.
Bum.
Bum?
How dare you?
I had just lost a house.
Oh, your wife now. You're
yeah. She's
oh,
that, right?
Bro, you're
yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant his first wife.
No. Because
then
I got
scared.
His wife now.
No, man.
I met
17.
Her when she was 11. Like my grandpa Nolan's told me to do.
Well, that was completely up and up in the cell phone.
No, she's absolutely right. The what? Situation you heard now, you bum.
Well, I'm a low guy.
You lived in an empty house. You moved into her home. You don't pay for anything.
But you would call me a low guy.
You're ugly. You don't take care of your kids. Dope chopping, weed selling.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, folks in Brockport have a legitimate bitch here.
Do they?
I'll look.
You want it fixed?
Okay. You're going to be that guy? You sound like your dad. You got to make money on it.
You want a rush job? Who wants to drive over a rush job? Here, line up.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Story on 10NBC this weekend has folks in Brockport very, very, very upset. Why are you laughing?
Because they're a bunch of dumbasses.
It's hurting business, man. So the bridge out there in Brockport that connects Main Street to, like, everything.
Yeah, it's called, it's the main drag there.
The Main Street Bridge, yes. It's been out of commission for over a year, and it was supposed to reopen multiple different times. Those dates have continued to be pushed back over and over and over again. For example, according to the story on 10NBC, it was supposed to reopen on September 6th. The latest extension has it going to at least mid-May. Now, the bridge is 110 years old.
So I guess getting parts is a little tough.
Supply chain issues is what the town is saying. And the town feels bad. I mean, or the village, whatever it is, they say. But it doesn't change the fact that businesses say they are losing 25% of their business on Main Street, that folks who live in Brockport can't get to these places without having to do these major workarounds.
So what are you going to do, scream at the guys that don't have the parts to fix it?
No, they're screaming at the government.
All right. What do you want the government to do? Go back to Prohibition to get the bolts to fix this thing?
You ready? You know what they want them to do?
What do they want to do?
Fix it!
Fix it!
You know what it is?
Y'all chinsed out. You waited too long. You ragged that thing out.
Uh-huh.
You never did the repairs. You don't take care of your kids.
Okay. It's 110 years old.
Right.
What are you talking about?
It's an old-ass bridge. It's going to take time.
You know what's funny about this,
Kim?
Is there are a couple of towns
that
have this problem.
Similar issues, right?
Yeah, Fairport's one of them. Spencerport's got this, right? Issue where, like, one road can make or break a community. Mm-hmm. Pittsford, also this.
Yes.
That bridge, right in front of the spot at the Del Monte, across the street from Pittsford Dairy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right around the corner from where you live.
Yeah.
If that bridge was out of commission for a year, you would spend every day screaming into a microphone, Don't!
Is that what I sound like?
You know it, too.
Point at the sign.
But I think it was around...
September.
Was it around the PGA tournament that was here or Bill's camp? Probably around the same time. When they had a significant portion of the road out due to construction and everybody's like freaking out because we're like, how are we going to get there?
Mm-hmm. Swim.
Okay.
Backstroke.
Look, I get that Rochester... The Greater Rochester area is a very old community. That we've
got a lot of old-ass bridges, man.
Literally what I just said. And it's not so much the bridges. It's more the way the towns and villages were designed, where, like, it's one main thoroughfare.
Otherwise, you're going way far out of your way to get there.
It is pretty remarkable that at some point in the 20s, 30s, 40s, when, like, the road started growing, they didn't consider this as a potential problem.
But you can't. I mean, how far in the future does anybody think?
Like I said,
but when
that's
it was
a
growing,
problem.
Though. Yeah,
I mean, she's right. Like, you had all these guys coming home post-war. They were buying homes out in the suburbs.
Right.
Like, the population of these places boomed, hence your name, Baby Boomers.
But you wouldn't know that in the 1930s when you're putting this bridge up.
No,
right?
I understand. Well, I'm not talking about the bridge.
Right.
I'm talking about ways around the bridge.
Like building another road.
More bridges, more roads, an easier way to get around these towns. And I get that Brockport and Spencerport and Pittsford and Fairport are quaint.
Yeah.
And, like, those bridges make the town.
Sure.
But when they go out, you're effed, man.
Yeah.
Well, and how old is SUNY Brockport? Because you would think once that started going up, like, we're going to need some more ways in and out of here.
Actually, isn't SUNY Brockport? I only think it opened
not
in
that
1950.
Old. Honestly, I have no idea.
I'm going to check it right now.
I always thought, like, it started earlier and then grew. I don't know.
I don't know why I thought, oh, no, I take it back. 1835, the Brockport Collegiate Institute.
Right, pre-Civil War.
Okay, look, it's SUNY Brockport started in 1948. So I was, that's what threw me, you douchebag.
So it was pre-Civil War that college was around.
Yeah, so Brockport Collegiate Institute, Brockport State Normal School. That was an
normal. We're going to teach you normal today.
Brockport State Teachers College, SUNY Brockport, and then the college at Brockport State University of New York.
So that was all one college.
This has all been one school. It doesn't.
And they just keep changing names?
Yeah. Pretty much where it's going.
All right.
Think about how much they've spent in signs. Also not something you're thinking about moving forward. Brockport, not very forward thinking. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this issue out in Brockport. The Main Street Bridge is out. It's been out for over a year. It was supposed to be done by September, but it's been pushed back multiple times. And people who live in the town say it's impossible to get around. Folks who have businesses on Main Street are freaking out. Some businesses say their business is down 25%.
25%.
She's such a dick. That, like, these are not legitimate concerns.
Okay, but you have to wait. It takes time. What did you think was going to happen when they said they're going to fix this bridge?
Well, when they said September 6th, that's what I thought was going to happen.
Can you think of one construction that they started out and they nailed it? Came in on budget, on time, especially now with supply chain. You can't get the stuff.
What? Who are you being paid by Brockport, the government of Brockport right now?
You can't.
You can't get the stuff. What stuff?
Everything. You know, the tariffs are coming in. Now there's more money. I can't get the guys.
September 6th, there was before the election.
Yeah, but there was rumors, Pat. Was
rumors of the tariffs?
There was rumors of the
tariff rumors? Sounds like a Fleetwood Mac album. Tariff rumors.
But like, I saw the news that people were bitching. What do you want? What do you want, lady? I got great. Your candle business is down 20%.
It's how she pays her mortgage,
well,
man.
Well, I didn't tell you to go to the goddamn candle business.
I didn't tell you to build one bridge for the town.
And by the way, with that candles, back when you needed candles, yeah, I get it.
What
right now.
What are you talking about?
When they
about?
Built that bridge, you probably needed candles.
252
It's the only way you could read the Bible at night.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Rick. Hey, Rick, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
What up?
Long-time listener.
Great to have you, Rick.
Yeah, there's three bridges right in a row, and the one that you're discussing is right in the center. It is on Main Street.
Sure.
But there's, within a quarter of a mile, there's three bridges there.
Okay.
Take away that one, there's two.
Okay,
but it's killing the business with that bridge right there because nobody's coming down Main Street to shop. That's the bitch.
Well, if you go probably 150 yards to the east, you got another bridge.
Well, after that, I'm going to go to Walmart.
I love how you're arguing with him. He's making your point stupid. That's how stupid your point is. You don't hear it when it's being argued back at you.
Well, I get there's other ways in.
Rick, let me ask you a question, because you're right. I am not the most intimately familiar with Brockport. I assume you live out that way?
Yes.
Okay. So if I were to take another bridge during, like, you know, morning rush hour, evening rush
it's
hour.
A little busier.
Lunchtime. If I live on the opposite side of the Main Street Bridge trying to get home, what does that add to my commute?
2 minutes.
I don't know if I believe you, Rick.
No, it's seriously. Maybe 2 minutes. That's it.
All right. All right. Well, Tommy was, see what you did? Tommy was right the whole time.
Here they are, bitching away.
You got one to the east and you got one to the west of it. And and the farthest one is maybe 200 yards.
Oh, you're talking about the West Brockport Bridge.
Well, you got Main Street and then you got one probably 150 yards to the east and another one 200 yards to the west of it.
You got the Main Street Brockport Bridge, the West Street Brockport Bridge, the East Street Brockport Bridge. Which,
sure,
by the way,
that
was
that way.
Springsteen was, that was the band he was going to start. The East Street Brockport Bridge. Yeah. Rick, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. There goes Bridge Ricky. Did a lot for Jackie Robinson.
Yes, he did.
Bridge Ricky. Let's take a break. What?
No, I was just going to say, like, I feel like everybody that I was going to say, everybody lives in, like, either Brockport, Spencerport. That's exactly how they described a bridge. You know, about 200 feet down to the west there, another bridge, 2 minutes away.
I don't know how Spencerport does it. Like, that bridge is horrifying. I don't know how you people do that. Because it only...
That's the one where it's only one car at a time.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, one lane at a time.
There's a few bridges like that where everybody's got to be cool.
Oh, I love how a second ago it was all awesome. Now it's like, oh, oh no. New Bridge, New Springsteen, these Brockport Bridge Band.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.